This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters chanted slogans like "America is the great Satan," while Iran-backed militias are issuing veiled threats following a deadly U.S. rocket attack. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cybersecurity experts say with Iran bent on revenge or cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it's something to worry about. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
And the United States has designated Asib al-Haq as a foreign terrorist organization, saying the Iraqi militia is a proxy for Iran. This is VOA News. The death toll in Australia from deadly bushfires now stands at least 23 people killed. Two of the latest victims are a father and son who were battling flames. The deadly wildfires, which have been raging since September, have already burned about 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlined some of the military assets that have helped fight raging bushfires in Australia.
Black Hawk helicopter support has been provided and based out of RAF-based East Sale, and has been involved in transporting firefighters from Bensdale to Mallacoota and transporting the injured and vulnerable from Mallacoota to East Sale to receive medical treatment.
The early and devastating start to Australia's summer wildfires has also been catastrophic for the country's wildlife, likely killing nearly 500 million birds, reptiles, and mammals in New South Wales alone. U.S. President Trump launched a new coalition to secure evangelical voter support for his reelection, delivering a rally-style speech in front of thousands of cheering Christians in a Miami megachurch on Friday. The ministry is one of the largest Hispanic churches in the United States. Mr. Trump's rally there acknowledged the power of evangelical and Latino voting blocs as his campaign tries to shore up support ahead of the November presidential election. Evangelical voters made up a substantial part of Mr. Trump's base in 2016 and could pave the way towards securing the president's reelection in 2020. The president hit familiar campaign themes, boasting about policies that further the evangelical agenda, including restricting abortions, appointing conservative judges, and his recent executive order to extend Title VI protections to Jews. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 bans discrimination on the basis of race, color, and national origin in institutions receiving federal funding, including colleges and universities. And again, protesters chanted slogans like "America is the great Satan," while Iran-backed militias issued veiled threats following a deadly U.S. airstrike and a rocket attack. Cybersecurity experts also say that with Iran bent on revenge as a result, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it's something that they should be worrying about. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host and your doctor of Pan-African music, Heather Maxwell. This is VOA Africa, broadcasting from Washington. I've got a great show for you today. The first one in the year 2020. So that's just really all around an exciting thing. I hope you're feeling fresh starts and full of hope for better things and new beginnings, or even praying for continuation of the good things in your lives from last year. Today's show is a nice mix of music that reflects my wishes to you. I've got current tunes and fresh new 2020 releases by artists like Winky D, Amaze, Wizkid, Renice, Gazmawete, Maro Uganda, so plenty of Afro beats, Mboko, reggae dancehall, and hip-co. And there's also a couple of your song requests and New Year shout-outs, and then a bit of retrospection on gains and losses in the African music world. Gains like new albums and breakout artists from 2019, and the losses of music legends. So, time for this Pan-African Maxwell mix to go down. We begin out of Nigeria with Wizkid.
Starboy day for you. Baby girl, you find yourself though. Girl, you make my eye red though. Anytime you know they close to me. Desire, oh, one liter, oh, say 1 liter,
everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice, Queen of Iboko, with On Dit Quoi.
On Dit Quoi, yeah.
To Mali now with Techno Issa.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Canebela Pumas.
sa pour tu sais que pas na mo et quand le numéro de et amène le refond de mission sur là na mo comme dit mission numéro oulé
Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Late Cesaria Evora with Soldad, a slow polaire. Let me tell you a little bit about the song. It was written in the 1950s, a time of terrible famines that lasted for about 20 years. Evora sings for her country. Soldad means miss, and it's a reference to an old steamboat that sailed from her hometown in Mindelo to Sao Tome, a town on another island some 170 miles away. And the boat transported indentured workers to pick coffee. The workers now, including her brother, took that boat. She remembers singing this and other songs to him and others on the eve of their departure. Who has shown you this distant way to Sao Tome? The longing. If you write me a letter, I'll write you back. If you forget me, I'll forget you until the day you come back.
Es camino pasando me. Que mostra vez camino los. Que mostra vez camino los. Es camino pasando me. Soldar, 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 desde la tierra sanicla. Soldar. Sentas que ser a te dia que não voltar. Se vou escrever, tá escrevendo. Se vou esquecer, tá esquecendo. A te dia que não voltar. Saudade, 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 saudade. Essa minha terra sanita. Saudade, saudade.
Santo Mê.
That was the late Cesaria Evora with Soldad. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. Staying in the mood of past legends of African music, the year 2019 took several more music giants from us here on this earth. Yes, we lost some legends. Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe died January 23rd. He released 67 albums in his lifetime. South African singer and apartheid activist Johnny Clegg died in Johannesburg July 16th. He was 66 and succumbed to pancreatic cancer. Traditional musician, composer Ayub Ogada of Kenya, he passed on February 1st. Jimmy Hope, icon of Togolese culture, he died August 4th. And Ivorian superstar DJ Arafat died at age 33 on August 12th. These are just a few of many music legends we lost in 2019. There's also Shekwari Manar, Dorothy Masuka, Chris Kantai, John DeMatthew. But for those who we knew on Music Time in Africa, here's about 10 minutes to honor them, starting with Oliver Mutukudzi at his Pakaye Arts Center in Norton, Zimbabwe, just after the release of his last 67th album.
Yes, every album has got its own topic, it's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. You're born to be a musician, and there you are, you're trying to have a certificate of engineering, and God didn't say that to you.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. And they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum. And even grown-ups, they have to learn and find themselves.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, age is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku, Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
Here's Uchatenai, the last track on Tuku's album, Hanya. Uchatenai means, what are you going to say? Tuku sings, what are you going to say to your fearful wife and children when they ask you, why are you making a cattle whip for the kraal when we don't have any cattle?
Yeah.
We begin today with a song from one of the continent's greatest fallen legends, the white Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Here is Gijimbe from Johnny's Juluka album, African Litany.
It was actually it was a kind of a joke that the people of Soweto, when I started to emerge, and you know, in certain dances, I was wearing traditional gear, animal skins and things like that, you know. And they were just, Jesus, no, what a white man is doing this stuff, man, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this, especially in this country. You know, no white guy would ever do this kind of stuff. Jesus. And then they said, gee, he really does it. Look how he does it so well. He's a white Zulu, man. So that's how it started, you know. And people would shout to him, Zulu Mhlophe, you know, when they saw me. And it was made famous by a French national magazine, Actuel. Mm-hmm. They came out and did an interview with me, and I was on the cover, and it said Le Zulu Blanc. Mm-hmm. And then that hopped over to England, and then sort of, you know, this sort
caught
of
fire.
Yeah, caught fire, whatever.
I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi in Kenya. This is the voice of Ayub Ogada, the Kenyan musician who died on the 1st of February 2019. Ayub, who was 66, popularized the nyatiti, an eight-stringed traditional instrument from Western Kenya, which is what you can hear playing on this song. Among the young Kenyan musicians who learned their trade at the feet of Ayub Ogada was Papillon, who also plays the nyatiti just like Ayub.
Kothbiro is such a breathtaking song. It is timeless. It is a hunting song. It says, Auma, you can see that rain is coming. Bring kettle home. That is the meaning of Kothbiro.
How should the world remember Ayub Ogada? I mean, what's his legacy?
I want to see it as a challenge as African musicians who are coming up. And the question is, what will you leave behind?
We're talking about the horrific death of 33-year-old Ange Didier Huang, aka DJ Arafat. Now, in case you don't know his music, here is a bit of one of his more recent songs, Do Sabado. Okay, so Roger, this was DJ Arafat's Do Sabado that came out last year.
Right.
And, well, now he is no more. DJ Arafat was probably the number one living icon of this popular dance style from Côte d'Ivoire called Coupe de Calé. It's really, really sad, isn't
it? Really sad.
Now, you knew him personally, didn't you?
Yes, I knew him personally because he came. We had a privilege to have him coming here at Voice of America in Washington. He was one of the guests in my show when he came to see us. It was such a great thing to have this powerful young artist, you know, from the Francophone world. And one of the, as you just say, one of the major artists of Coupe de Calais, because he is considered being the number two after Duke Saga. Yeah, Duke Saga, who started a movement of Coupe de Calais.
In the late 90s, I believe.
Right, in the, exactly, in the late 90s. And then he came, and then he also took, you know, took over, but took it to a different level.
It's ironic that the video and the song that launched DJ Arafat into his career was about a friend of his who also died in a motorcycle accident, which is how DJ Arafat died.
Exactly.
And also, on a sad note, Togolese artist Jimmy Hope has died. He was nicknamed the Togolese Johnny Hallyday, and that artist, for those of you who don't know, is a French rock and roll pop singer, and he got that nickname for his flamboyant performances. Jimmy had just turned 62. I had the chance to meet him and to watch him perform when I was there in Lomé earlier this year for the launch of our VOA FM station. And let me tell you, he was really a beast on the stage. He had so much energy and fire. He reminded me of the Rolling Stones icon Mick Jagger. Seriously. But Jimmy had been ill for a few weeks and was evacuated to France for proper care, where he then passed away on August 5th. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that concludes our tribute to our own Music Time in Africa friends and music legends who sadly passed away in the year 2019.
It's super easy to get connected to Heather on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Music Time in Africa. You'll find the Music Time in Africa page with over a million followers and the public group page. Both pages are hot with fresh photos, video updates of your favorite African artists, and new ones too. Talk with Heather and express yourself.
So at the top of the hour, I promised to read some New Year's shout-outs that I didn't get to last week. So here they are. There's just two. First, Ayodeji Oyenihi, PhD, tweeted this. My felicitations to my children, Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Ayodeji Oyenihi, and my granddaughters, Ayomikun and Ire Ayo. I wish them blessed Christmas and a happy new year. And also, there's this one.
Hi, this is Moses Ajodun, an entertainment manager from Nigeria. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Also, some of the gains we had in 2019. I promised to sum that up for you, too. So here it is. Women, you all, or we all, did a lot this year. Aster Aweke, after many years of silence, returned with a new album. So did Teta Diana from Rwanda and Lamisi from Ghana with The Brighter Side. Evelyn Mutua from Kenya with her 13 Beats of Christmas. And also from Kenya, Nina Ogot with Dala. Then there's Myra Andrade with her album Manga, Grace Barbe, and Ma Damba from Mali with her album Hakili Kele. Now, Shaw Majozi, Almok, and Chanel Lakinda, and Davaos, they all shot up this year with sizzling singles and amazing music videos. So, yeah, 2019 was awesome for African women musicians.
Bilili, Music and Africa. Yeah.
If you you're just tuning in, hello, everybody. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. I hope you're enjoying your weekend and excited about it being the first one in 2020. So next up, two songs back-to-back by Gaz Mawete and Shaluza Max. After that, we're going to fresh 2020 releases from Liberia, Zimbabwe, and then a couple more songs to round out the hour. Here's Gaz and his gorgeous voice, Olingi Nini. What do you want?
Pardon, Bengelanga, Oyanga, Shigi Oza, Wapi, Wana Mabok, Wanani, Olingi Nini, baby, Olingi Nini, Yolingi Nini, Shigi Olingi Nini, Suki Beba Mbongwe, Tapesa, Suki Bolingi Bilamba. Nasumba, chéri balo biole la kabeloué, nasumba. J'ai désir, devenir l'homme que tu mérites. Oh ma chérie, je veux être les gardiens de tes nuits. Laisse-moi prendre tes peines, t'aider à réaliser tes rêves. Pour toute la vie, être ta moitié. Yolingi Nini, bébé, Yolingi Nini, Yolingi Nini, chéri, Yolingi Nini, Sogi Beba Mbongwe, Tapesa, Sogi Bolingi Bilamba, Nasomba, chéri, Balo Biole, la Kabelwe, Nasomba. Chéri, sois na yo. Mais pourvu que yo tikala, sois na yo. Essentiel que yo zala, kayangai moko. Bébé, senga nonga mapangwe.
Nago besa yo.
Senga fungo la lola ye.
Nago besa yo.
Ata o sengi sutana noe.
Nago besa yo.
Ngalika kwandundwe Bomengo ya didi ginwani
Unayo keza kukata kopo bebe
Balo bina zo salama be Bongwe sabolingo te Lisembolo zo salama be Mena yebi kolinga te Na memo wapie Nodime angana lako nini
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah, hello, peepsters. This is Heather Maxwell. All right, so I told you I had new 2020 tunes for you, and here they are. This is Happy New Year by Hipco artist who I got to know in Monrovia back in 2016. His name, Amaze.
Happy New Year, when I die, the country got mad. Amazing young. Ah.
Hey!
Yes, that was Amaze from L.I.B. And now to another new release. Zimbabwean reggae dancehall artist Winky D has his fans wrapped around his little finger with this new track, Ijipita. It's the hit song of his brand new album, Njema. He sings the biblical story of how Moses led the Israelites, who were enslaved at the time, out of Egypt to safety in Mount Sinai. Apparently, many Zimbabweans feel really connected to this plight.
Gaffa, gaffa, gaffa shakare, jusa, panino mukama mwanani, nito shitani sapakirasi, hakuna ini alinani, mwana gasi anena nani. Visa
Matimba asira kandireve Ukasa dikitira hauseve Tava kutaka jaka fasheka Kufima kwe asina utane museve Ndoenda, 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 ndoenda Ndoenda ndega kusina mai Ndoenda, 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 ndoenda Andina mufuze ndingori wai Visa irima pamberi pangu Isa ijieza ndifambe zangu Upenye nishande wangu Nakanda nano na pisa shangu
Right, that was Ejipita by Winky D from Zim. This is Heather, Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to 2018 Uganda with Maro. Here's Anjagala.
Yeah.
that was Maro Uganda.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
Now, this last song is Muchana by Tanda Bongo Man. It comes to you by way of another song request. This one was made by MTIA fan Taremwa Derek from Uganda. Right, that was Kanda Bongo Man, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.